You're listening to Ron Sexsmith, Up Close and Personal, an exclusive online special featuring music from the new CD, Exit Strategy of the Soul. Here's your host, Tish Eisen.
We are Up Close and Personal with Ron Sexsmith, and I think this is a wonderful opportunity for us to introduce Ron to all of you as we get to sit and have a chat with this great composer, musician. Hello, Ron.
Hello, how are we doing?
Good, good. It's really nice that you would take some time and come and
sit
and talk to us. Now, the new album, it's your ninth album called Exit Strategy of the Soul.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned, your ninth album, mm-hmm. which is like, whoa, that's a big long list.
Yeah, I mean, some people count it as my 11th too, depending on, there's a few records that, you know, like rarities and things like that. But yeah, I never know what to say, but maybe it is nine.
Now, you didn't get your record deal, your first record deal, until you were 30 years old?
That's right, yeah.
Give us a little bit of a story and tell us, how did you get there, to that point?
I've always been pretty steady. I just kind of work away. I always felt that I would get there, you know. I mean, it's been a dream of mine since I was a kid, like four or five even. I knew I wanted to be a singer. When I found out I could write songs in the 80s, I had, you know, made this decision, well, you know, I got to move to Toronto and try to make it. But it took me, things seemed to take me longer than most people for some reason. I just kept plowing away, you know. I was working as a courier during the day, and then the evenings I'd go out to the open stages. And I knew I wasn't crazy. I knew that I was getting a good response. And I had a few, you know, supportive people along the way, and you need those. And you need the naysayers as well, you know. And what happened was I made an independent record called Grand Opera Lane that made its way down to Los Angeles and got noticed by some big record guys, because I'd been turned down by everyone in Canada twice probably. So ultimately I got signed in Los Angeles to Interscope Records. Yeah.
Was that like a big thrill at that point?
It was crazy. You know, here's the scene. You know, I'd signed a publishing deal about a year and a half before, and I thought maybe this is all it's going to be, you know, and I'll just write songs and other people will do them. And I was playing clubs in Toronto, and no one was coming to see me. I mean, literally, I would play for two people, and sometimes one of them would be the opening act or something, you know. And my publisher had been sending demos to different labels in the States, like Polydor. And there was a guy, actually, at Polydor Records in New York City that really liked what he was hearing. And I went to New York City. It was the day after one of these horrible gigs where I played for one or two people. And it was my first time in New York City, and I went into the office of Polydor Records, and I played a couple songs for the president of the company, and he said, so would you like to make records for Polydor? And I couldn't believe after years that someone was offering me a record deal. And then what happened was I found myself in a bidding war because I was signed to Interscope on the publishing side, and they felt that, well, maybe Jimmy Iovine, who was the president of Interscope, should hear it too. I'm trying to make this a short story, but anyway. I found myself in the middle of Interscope and Polydor, you know, bidding war. And it was just over the course of a weekend after years of really nothing happening. So it was pretty exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get to one of the songs right off the bat from Exit Strategy of the Soul. If there was one song that you thought on the CD could introduce you, what would be the one?
I have to go with This Is How I Know, I think. That's the song that, originally was going to be the first song before I got the idea of putting a couple instrumentals, you know, on the record, one at the beginning, one at the end. But it's the song that sets the tone for the record, I think. It kind of triggered some of the other songs, the writing for the other songs, too.
Okay, so it isn't cut one. It is cut two on the album. Yes. This Is How I Know. We are Up Close and Personal with Ron Sexsmith. And the new CD is called Exit Strategy of the Soul.
To a seat of light, from a garden to a sheet of ice, feel you move in every sunrise, in the trembling of the leaves. This is how I know.
And that is This Is How I Know, from the new CD, Exit Strategy of the Soul. We're talking to Ron Sexsmith. Now, you were telling us you performed for two people in those early days. And the wonderful part to me about that story is it didn't deter you. You didn't give up. I mean, that could be so devastating. That could, you know, cause you like, oh, what am I doing? And yet you still continued and it paid off, obviously.
Well, yeah, ultimately I kept plowing away. I mean, I had friends who were great songwriters in town and they were playing for very few people as well. And so I didn't feel alone, you know. But I did, you know, there were times where there was kind of a buzz happening for me and people were coming out to see me, but it was kind of fleeting. But I just believed in what I was doing. And I had this, you know, this weird, people that get into this thing, they have this kind of crazy notion of that it's meant to be. It's a fate or something. And that kind of keeps you going. And I always felt that I was meant to be. So
you always knew that this was going to happen.
Yeah. And I was, in fact, I mean, I was a courier. And there was a lot of people saying, hey, you know, you should become a mailman because you can get benefits. And it was really tempting because I had no money and had a family. But I was afraid if I became a mailman or something, I would maybe give up the music. I didn't want really...
Selling out. Kind of giving up on your
dream. Yeah. I mean, not... Sometimes I think about being a mailman now even, but I just didn't want to have anything to fall back on, you know.
Yeah, you didn't want that safety net. You wanted to be able to continue on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. So, next song, what would you like to play next?
Okay.
Another favorite.
Wow.
See, you get to pick. Usually when we do these specials, I pick, but you know, I really feel your lyrics are just so revealing that... You know, you should be the person.
We're talking about not giving up and stuff like that. Well, one song that's actually about that topic is a song called Poor Helpless Dreams. You can play that one.
Okay.
And that's really, the whole chorus goes, I can't give up on all these poor helpless dreams, for what have they got if they don't have me? You know, sort of thing. It's like they're my children, you know. So
let's give a listen.
All right.
Poor Helpless Dreams, Ron Sexsmith. We are up close and personal.
Thank you.
Ron Sexsmith, Up Close and Personal, and we are playing cuts from the new CD called Exit Strategy of the Soul, and we just heard Poor Helpless Dreams. Now, how would you describe this CD, Exit Strategy of the Soul? How would you describe this and compare it to your earlier work?
Well, it's every record, you know, I find myself in a different headspace just by nature of, you know, things are always moving forward, you know, and I felt with this record, I wrote a lot of the songs on piano, which kind of puts me in a different place than than some of my early records. You know, when I didn't even know how to play the piano. It's kind of a recent development. But I felt in a weird way that I was making a gospel record, you know.
Because you were playing on piano?
Well, just the sound of the songs and the lyrics as well were quite spiritual, but not in a religious way so much. But just there was this feeling that the songs were coming from someplace else, you know, and that happens from time to time. You know, it's always a lot of work, you know, but you get this idea or a melodic idea or some lyrics, and then you're left with that to kind of kick it around and finish it. And this record, I found the lyrics were coming in a real kind of unedited kind of stream, and that's not always the case. So it really, I just felt lyrically this was a very different record for me. It just seemed to have this kind of thread to it. A spiritual thread, and hopefully an uplifting one. You know.
It is, and it certainly is deep. I mean, you could say lyrics are deep, but these lyrics seem to be really, really deep, and you seem to bare your soul a lot on this CD.
Yeah, and I mean, well, I hope, I've always, I try to put it out there. My music has always been a place of, it's not coming from an ironic place, or there's not a lot of attitude, you know. It's just very much, I've always tried to keep things simple and, you know, it's so, because it's still so fresh. I mean, I don't have a lot of distance from it yet, so I'm kind of in the middle of it.
It's still very prickly.
Yeah. So I'm, and it hasn't even come out yet, so I'm still, you know, I'm still waiting to see what people think. You know, I'm always worried people aren't going to like it or something. So, but I am quite proud of the song. So
how about if we play Thoughts and Prayers? What do you think of that one?
All right. Well, that's kind of like a little hymn, actually.
That would be perfect. So let's do that. Thoughts and Prayers as we are up close and personal with Ron Sexsmith, the new CD, Exit Strategy of the Soul.
I will keep you in my thoughts, my darling. Thoughts and prayers. I will take you in my heart, my darling. Everywhere in my dreams, I've been searching for that door. Which I'm certain leads to yours, that forevermore you'll keep me in your thoughts and prayers. From the privileged to the poor, my darling, thoughts and prayers for the children of the war, my darling. That the light of peace may dawn, till that blessed morning comes, shining like the sun, I'll send you all my thoughts and prayers. To the sky beyond the sky, my darling, thoughts and prayers through the street. struggle and the strife, my darling. Everywhere as we tend to this garden of our soul, that someday we might be whole. Till I make it home, I'll send you all my thoughts and prayer. Keep you in my thoughts and prayer.
You're listening to Ron Sexsmith, Up Close and Personal, an exclusive online special featuring music from the new CD, Exit Strategy of the Soul.
And we are up close and personal with Ron Sexsmith. Thoughts and Prayers is from the new CD, Exit Strategy of the Soul. And we were talking about that song is, as you said, very much like a hymn. And you're talking about how the album may feel a little bit gospel-y despite the fact that it's not really a theme. Would you describe yourself as a spiritual person when... You know,
well, yeah,
the basis of who you are?
I'd say so, but not really in a New Age way or anything like that, you know, or an esoteric way, or not even in a religious way. When I was a kid, I was really fascinated by the Bible and religion. I had perfect attendance at the Sunday school and all that, and loved all the songs.
You got all the stars on every day.
And but it's much more. It's coming from a different place because I've always been more of a God-conscious person. And I've always, you know, I don't know any more than anyone else what happens when we die and all that stuff, but I always felt that I always felt the presence of something, and I always believed in the soul, you know. And I've written about it in the past, too. You know, it's been kind of a thread through all my records. But I've always had a problem at the same time with, some of the organized religions, and they don't really, they kind of discourage forward thinking or, you know, in a way and discriminate against certain, you know, things. But God, I always felt like a friendship more than anything, you know, and I used to believe it had something to do with the sun. I can't really prove it, but I always felt that, you know, people say when they die, they see a bright light. And I always felt, well, how else could this thing, whatever it is, keep its eye on everything? But, you know, the sun is everywhere. And so I felt, well, maybe... As a kid, you know, this is what I thought.
Sure.
And I used to talk to it, too, at the risk of sounding like a crazy person. And I still do, in a way. And I find that the songwriting, in a way, is sometimes like an ongoing dialogue. So in that way, I'm a spiritual person, you know, in a more of a naive, innocent way, I think, you know.
And there's certainly nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
There's one of the songs on the CD called Impossible World. And as I read the lyrics... I'm kind of, not that I'm comparing, but as I read the lyrics, there are many moments in the song where I feel the call in the Book of Psalms in the Old Testament. There was a lot of, you know, Lord, where are you? Don't desert me kind of thing. And in your lyrics, you know, when I was a child, I opened my eyes and beheld a world of possibility, though now all there seems to be is an impossible world. Then you go on to say that there's a song in my heart, there's a light that I see in the dark, and a voice that has softly whispered to my soul, do not be afraid.
Yeah.
Some wonderful lyrics.
Thank you. Well, that's how I feel, you know, because it's like, you know, there are times where you feel like, wow, am I, where have you gone, sort of thing, right? Yeah, you know, and sometimes when I'm singing a song like that, I do feel like it gets out into the universe or whatever, you know, because it's all pretty personal stuff on this record, I think.
And absolutely.
It's weird to hear the lyric come back at me, because I'm just so used to singing it. I don't really write poetry, you know, but so it's weird to hear the words spoken, you know. But yeah, I think a lot of people can relate to that feeling. You know, like, what is going on? Like, even, you know, look at the headline today. You know, it's just sort of crazy what's going on out there. And it seems very much like an impossible world these days.
So let's listen to Impossible World and those wonderful lyrics and a voice that has softly whispered to my soul. How delightful. It's Impossible World. It's from the CD, Exit Strategy of the Soul. We're up close and personal with Ron Sexsmith.
Lord, if you will, let me, oh yeah. It seems like this old world beyond repair. But tell me, does it have to be? Can we summon the will, come up with a faith? There are those who say we haven't got a prayer, nor have we the strength to bear this impossible world. Death, if you will, give me your hand. Well, there's some things I'll never understand. Could someone explain to me? Oh, how many lies, how many tears must fall before we learn we're going nowhere? Not unless we learn to share this impossible world. Is that a tear? Of the storm, hints of fear, the remnants of calm. It appears all attempts to feel so safe and warm are all in vain. Oh, when I was a child, I opened my eyes, beheld a world of possibility. Well, now all this seems to be is an impossible world. I sing in my heart. There's a light that I see in the dark, and a voice that is softly whispered to my soul. I'd be afraid. Lord, if you will, lend me your ear. It seems like this old world's beyond repair. But tell me, does it have to be such an impossible world?
Impossible World, and we are up close and personal with Ron Sexsmith, and Ron says that that is one of his favorite songs on the CD. Now, let's move to a brighter note, shall we?
Yes.
You, while you were recording this in London,
mm-hmm.
Someone said, hey, you know, it's kind of like hanging out in a bar one night, and someone says, hey, let's go to Tijuana, except the bands, or everybody said, hey, let's go to Cuba.
That's right.
And you got on a plane, and you went to Cuba, and what did you record in Cuba, and with who?
Well, there's a lot of horns on this record, and Martin Treffy, who my producer, he'd made a record there before, and he thought, you know, the best horn players he ever heard were in Havana, and we got on the plane, and this, not right away, maybe a month or two later, we got on the plane and went down there, and I'd never been, and that's a whole other world there. You know, you feel like you're living in, it's like a Mad Max movie or something, you know. It was a very beautiful city.
Without the Tina Turner.
Exactly. No, yeah, the Thunderdome, whatever.
Yeah.
But, and for me, there really wasn't a whole lot for me to do because we went down to record horns. So for the most of the session, you see me, if you look through the liner notes there, you see all these pictures of me sitting there with headphones. And that's all I was doing, really, just listening. But I did write a song on the airplane down there called Brighter Still. And so, again, in the booklet, there's a picture of us recording that song on the first page. And it was great. We got everyone in the room, and I showed everyone how the song went, and we knocked it out in maybe four takes. And because other than that, all I was doing was listening, and there was a bar downstairs. I kept running back and forth from the bar to have they had these Bucanero beers that I was really getting into. And then I'd come up and listen to what the horns were doing, and the percussionist as well. So it was quite an adventure because we were in London, Havana, New York, and even in Nashville, this record. So we were kind of...
Those are pretty cool
international
music places.
Yeah,
and there is great music out of Cuba. I'm sure lots of people are familiar with the Buena Vista Social
it's
Club.
It's the same studio actually where we did it. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, as I'm looking at the picture, I can tell the guys from Havana, and they're in the white suits.
That's them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's them.
Yeah.
So let's give a listen. It's Brighter Still from Exit Strategy of the Soul with the Alex Cuba Band.
Yeah.
Poison in the well. best walk away before they make us kneel. Like the morning sun rising on the hill, I know it could be brighter still. When you feel lost in the field, 'cause it'll be brighter still. I know it will. All our fears, to laugh away our sorrow and our tears. Like a pale moon before the darkness spit, I know it could be brighter still. On the sea tossed baby pillar, it'll be brighter still. I know it will be brighter still.
Up Close and Personal with Ron Sexsmith, and that's Brighter Still. What a great song that is. Lots of good horns, Alex Cuba Band, and yeah, it was recorded in Havana. Mm, that is so nice.
Thank you.
So let's wrap up here, we want to wish you all the best, of course, with the new CD, Exit Strategy of the Soul. Any closing thoughts? Any hopes for this CD? Any expectation for it?
I always hope for the best. I'm just really grateful in a way that I got in the door, you know, when I did. And I've always tried to be productive. I didn't feel like some people, I felt older than, in a way, and I didn't have as much time as some people. So I wanted to have a body of work. And so it's amazing to me that this is my 9th or 11th, however you count it. I'm just really proud of the record. And I always hope whenever it comes out that you'll get some new people on board and people will talk about it. You know, this album means a lot to me, you know, and hopefully it'll mean something to other people.
Well, certainly the lyrics will touch a lot of people, for sure.
Thank you.
Let's close with one final song. What would you like us to close with?
Let's try Music to My Ears, because that's, again, the second last song. It was meant to be the closer, but then threw this instrumental afterwards. But yeah, let's try that one.
Well, that would make sense. We started out with the second song, and we're going to close out with Music to My Ears. Any background you want to give us on this song?
I think it's a very kind of romantic song. It's a very sort of reflective song. Because sometimes as I get older, you know, you feel kind of the autumn setting in, you know, in many ways. And I got the idea for a song. I was passing a schoolyard in the fall, and I saw these kids in the schoolyard. And I just felt like nothing really had changed. You know, I could see, you know, the kids playing the ball over there, the girls skipping over there, and the two loner kids off, and the, you know, and I, it just sort of, it's kind of comforting in a way, you know, and And that's really where the song came from. It's very sentimental, I think. And I'm a sentimental fool. So
that's a nice way to wrap up.
Yeah.
We're talking with Ron Sexsmith. We've been up close and personal. The new CD is Exit Strategy of the Soul. And this is Music to My Ears.
Golden summer days, how they seem to fly. Yet somehow leave a trace of a sad goodbye. As sweet as sorrow, salty as a tear, we'll greet tomorrow and we'll face our fears. Your love is music to my ears. And when October comes with his hair all green, it's then I'm overcome to hear those children play of recess and schoolyards, of memories so clear. This old heart just longs to disappear. Their laughter's music to my ears, and it's music to my soul. The way you understand, the way you take my hand.
Listening to Ron Sexsmith, Up Close and Personal, an exclusive online special featuring music from the new CD, Exit Strategy of the Soul. The program was written and hosted and co-produced by Tish Eisden, technical producer Craig Gear, executive producer is Tammy Cole. Thanks to Warner Music Canada, Steve Cody, Ryan Shepherd, and our special guest, Ron Sexsmith.